If you live in the states of North Dakota or Alaska, you quite likely have heard of Carl Ben Eielson. His aviation firsts in the 1920s are still part of the curriculum for many elementary students. For the rest of us, it's our first time to learn of an amazing individual who used a plane to help others. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. All this week, we are in North Dakota exploring the life of an amazing aviation pioneer, Carl Ben Eielson. One of my all-time favorite trips on the American countryside was a September journey through these northern prairies. You should explore them as well. So at AmericanCountryside.com, look for my latest article, 5 Amazing Places to Explore in North Dakota. You may just be surprised at what you'll find, and maybe you'll be inspired to explore as well. Give us your feedback on the list and suggest ideas too. Just log on at AmericanCountryside.com.
All in together now, we can make it better now. Come on. Can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
We'll rope it up.
Cause we know how to jump.
We'll roll it out. Roll it
out. We know how to skate.
We'll cut it down.
Cut it down. We know what to eat.
We'll swap it out.
We eat healthy stuff.
Just moving a little and eating better every day can help make you and your kids healthier. Search We Can online to find doable tips and activities that you can use every day. That's We Can. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
Gary Lillimone shares the story of the Hatton Eielson Museum, located in a very historic home in Hatton, North Dakota.
It was built in 1900, and it was built by Mr. and Mrs. T.E. Nelson. It was purchased by Ole Eielson in 1908 for $8,000. They had 9 children.
The oldest of those children, Elma, lived in the home for 75 years, but it is one of the sons in the Eielson family, Carl Ben, for which this town and museum is mostly known.
His aviation skills were a result of his joining the United States Army, the U.S. Air Service of the United States Army, and this was during World War I. This is where he became an expert pilot.
After the war, Eielson returned to his hometown of Hatton.
He and some of the area men of Hatton started the Hatton Aero Club. They purchased a Curtiss airplane and did stunt flying, barnstorming at state fairs, community celebrations around the area here.
Eielson met a congressman from Alaska who persuaded him to come to Fairbanks as a school principal. Once there, Eielson saw an immediate need for the region.
Well, he saw the urgent need for air transportation and had a plane brought up to Alaska. And like anybody else, the Alaskans were a little leery of this man flying this plane in the air, which they'd never seen before.
Eielson's time in Alaska would write many firsts in the world's aviation record books. That story next time as we travel the countryside in Hatton, North Dakota. I'm Andrew McCrae.